With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Pentagon says the United States is quickly gaining air superiority over Iran. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth told reporters that the U.S. military is quickly taking over Iranian airspace. He also reported on success underwater.
An American submarine sunk an Iranian warship.
Despite progress in the opening days of the war, Hegseth said the U.S. can't stop all air attacks, and he refused to commit to a time frame for how long the conflict may last.
We can say 4 weeks, but it could be six, it could be eight, it could be three. Ultimately, we set the pace and the tempo.
Top officials caution that U.S. service members remain in harm's way. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Elon Musk has taken the stand in a shareholder trial over his Twitter stock.
The lawsuit accuses Musk of making false and misleading statements that drove down the stock price before he bought Twitter for $44 billion in 2022. The shareholders who filed the lawsuit sold their stock between May and October when Musk's purchase closed. When asked by the plaintiff's lawyer why he didn't tweet about his decision to buy Twitter and purchase stock, Musk said he didn't think it was quote-unquote material. Musk said he has bought stock in many companies and not posted about it. When he did post about it, Twitter's stock jumped 27% in one day, a figure Musk said sounded high. I'm Mike Hempen.
President Trump's White House ballroom project is too big and should be scaled back. That's according to an architect and member of the board of the National Trust for Historic Preservation. David Scott Parker says the ballroom exceeds industry standards for size. On Wall Street, the Dow by 238 points, the S&P 500 advanced 52. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham will preach the gospel in Peru this weekend.
The popular evangelist and head of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association is scheduled to address crowds at the Estadio Nacional in Lima. He will be joined by a number of contemporary Christian music stars. Graham arrives at a time when polls indicate that Christianity is on the wane in Peru. But those same polls show a broad interest in the gospel, and 700 Peruvian churches have answered the call to help organize the two-day event. Michael Harrington reporting.
There's a new push to overturn gay marriage. Focus on the Family, the American Family Association, and several other Christian ministries are joining the Greater Than campaign. It hopes to see the Supreme Court reverse its 2015 decision legalizing same-sex unions nationwide. A number of states are also working on legislation to challenge gay marriage. Supporters hope to take a legal challenge to the Supreme Court. This is SRN News. A large detention center for illegal aliens in Texas has been placed off limits to visitors, including attorneys.
Congresswoman Veronica Escobar says it's because of a measles outbreak. She says there are 14 active cases at the facility on the Fort Bliss Army Base, and 112 people are being isolated. Escobar is an El Paso Democrat whose district includes the base. She says the holding center will remain closed for roughly 2 weeks. There's been no comment from U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. The facility, known as Camp East Montana, opened last year. Rich Thomason reporting.
Tolls in New York City get a green light. A federal judge has blocked the Trump administration's efforts to halt New York's first-in-the-nation congestion fee meant to reduce traffic and pump revenue into the region's aging transit system. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.